Those responsible for sending future hotel occupancy tax money to the Kylefield redevelopment project are at the Zone Club. They signed a customized poster board showing the memorandum of understanding. A&M Chancellor John Sharp, A&M System Chancellor. Those responsible for sending future hotel occupancy tax money to the Kylefield redevelopment project are at the Zone Club. They signed a customized poster board showing the memorandum of understanding. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among the speakers.
This agreement is a lasting sign of something very different, and that is that this university and this county and these two cities, great cities, are going to work closer together than they ever have before.
Sharp was the first to thank the late Frank Simpson, who was in his first month as College Station city manager when he unexpectedly died. Simpson was also remembered by Mayor Nancy Berry.
He was a proud and loyal Aggie, and I'm sure he's smiling down on us right now. I'm not sure anyone was more excited about this project than Frank.
Earlier in the day was the groundbreaking of the Access Pipe and Tube Plant in North Bryan. Among the speakers were five members of the third-generation family-owned business, including President Paco Garza.
A year ago, this plant was only a dream. Today, we're taking a major step in making it a reality.
Garza's mother, considered the matriarch of the Mexican-based corporation, was recognized by Mayor Jason Bayinski.
You and your family are joining the City of Bryan family today as one, in faith and love for the greater good of your business and the greater good of the Bryan community.
285 employees will be generating 300,000 tons of product for the oil and gas industry when the $150 million plant covering 700,000 square feet opens next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.